Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time. My Wife Fell, by Robert B. Albright, Texas, USA. I took my granddaughter Jessica shopping October the 5th, 2003. My wife, Bonnie, had just celebrated her 16th birthday for the 60th time 3 days earlier. When we returned home, my great-grandson told me his great-grandmother had fallen and was hurt bad. Apparently, she'd had a mini-stroke or something else caused her to fall as she came in from hanging out clothes to dry. We both have a problem with our brains moving faster than our bodies. If we move too fast, we're apt to fall. I've practiced that more, so I don't get hurt. My hunting buddy and his wife, David and Ramona, both LPNs, were attending her on our back patio. Bonnie had broken both arms, the left at the wrist, the right at the shoulder. If I had been there, I could not have even gotten her up off the floor the way she was injured. There was no assurance she'd even regain use of her right arm. Our friends accompanied us to the emergency room, where we were met by our granddaughter, Colleen, a nurse's aide. David, Ramona, and Colleen stayed by my wife's side for 3 days, putting their lives on hold for Bonnie and me. I wasn't doing all that well myself. We'd been married 58 years. It was almost impossible to imagine such an alive, vibrant person being totally helpless. Bonnie rarely asked for help with anything. Now, there she lay in a hospital bed, doing nothing for herself. She came through the double surgery beautifully. Now we had the long road to recovery. She couldn't use either arm. Colleen, David, Ramona, and I had to do everything for her. To me, that was a privilege, not a chore. It seemed rather romantic to me to feed her. But Bonnie is a fighter. As fast as she could do anything, she was up doing it. At first, she couldn't get up by herself. Soon, when I got back from taking my granddaughter Jessica to school, Bonnie was in the kitchen fixing her own tea. She ate left-handed. Then she was dressing herself. Even when she went to the hospital to have the internal brace removed from her right arm, she wasn't down long. Now she's driving and can do everything but reach the top shelf with her right arm. With the help of our friends and family, Bonnie has come back like a roaring freight train. She no longer goes to hang up clothes, but that's the only concession she has made. Some comeback for a lady the doctors schedule for hospital, rehabilitation, and nursing home because of her age and the severity of her injuries. Through all this, I realized again just how important my 16-year-old bride has been to me all these years. I so admire Bonnie's determined recovery. But without friends and family, neither of us would have made it. Because of Colleen, David, Ramona, and others, we have an awful lot to be thankful for.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.